Good morning, this is Mac with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a planned theme park between Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast has stalled as a company related to the developer has been accused of not paying a local contractor. The $2.6 billion Infinity Park project, developed by RHC City, was proposed last year in November to the city of Moreton Bay. QSHAC, another company owned by RHC owner Ramin Ahmadi, had reportedly withheld a payment of over $145,000 to a local engineering firm. The firm is subsequently withholding a report that is required by Moreton Council to go ahead with the project. RHC City is citing issues with transferring funds from the Middle East as a result of the current conflict. Mr. Ahmadi is behind multiple international projects, including the alleged largest mall in the world, the Tehran Mega Mall in Iran. In national news, an 87-year-old has survived a night out in the deep bushland after becoming lost during a bushwalk before rescuers used chainsaws to tear a way through to save her. The woman was reported missing near Nanup, 300 kilometres south of Perth, after 8 p.m. over the weekend. Temperatures had fallen to 6 degrees over the evening, sparking concerns for her welfare. The woman was reportedly an experienced bushwalker and had come well prepared for the trek, with police citing that she had rationed her food during the ordeal and had brought extra water. And in international news, the wife of the Spanish Prime Minister has been charged with corruption following a 2-year criminal investigation. Begoña Gómez is accused by the Spanish court of using her relation to the Prime Minister to advance her private career through a position at the Madrid Complutense University and of using public funds for her own gain. She was also charged with embezzlement and influence peddling. Gomez has denied the allegations, and her Prime Minister husband, Pedro Sanchez, dismissed the charges as a right-wing attempt to undermine his coalition. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy but getting sunnier. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thanks, Mac.
Anytime. Happy to help.
That's it for today, none at 11?
Yes, indeed. It's just me, just little old me.
All right. Yeah, no worries. We'll be reporting on news and things like that. I think the hot topic for workers at the moment is the rail line. So we'll be chatting about that. But I was going to quickly mention to you, in the effort to do a nice little segue.
Yeah.
You hear that Bruce Springsteen is in the news a lot lately.
No, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, haven't you seen that?
What
in
have
the news?
I missed?
Oh well, he calls Trump every name under the sun.
And, many such cases.
You know, so and he's been doing a lot of work with Tom Morello and things like that. But I wanted to let everyone know why Bruce Springsteen matters. And here it is on Workers' Power on 4 Triple Z.